Good evening, Patriots, and it's Monday, January 16th in the year 2023. East Coast, you have just jumped into Tuesday, which will be there with you very shortly. In this crazy world, and as you know, Davos is in process this week, and it's just another freak show of elites trying to pander to each other and to their masters themselves, and at the same time, come up with ways to spin a narrative on how to monetize and control everything in the world. Their biggest focus at the end of the day is how to spin a narrative to convince the people, because the people are starting to understand what's going on. So with that in mind, keep in mind as well that the big thing that they can do is to control three aspects in this world. You control the food, you control the people, you control the energy, you control the country, you control the money, you control the world. Are the Biden administration's New Year's goals of tax and spend and turned a blind eye to inflation at odds with your goals of securing your savings? When you finally had enough of the games government is playing with your savings and retirement, diversify into gold with Birch Gold. I am tired of my money being impacted by stupid decisions by leaders in Washington. For over 5,000 years, gold has withstood inflation, geopolitical turmoil, and stock market crashes. And here's the great news. You can still get it. In fact, you can own gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account. Birch Gold makes it easy to convert an IRA or 401k into an IRA in precious metals. Here's what you need to do. Text the word BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, to 989898 to claim your free info kit on gold. With almost 20 years experience converting IRAs and 401ks into precious metals IRAs, Birch Gold can help you. Protect yourself with gold today by texting BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, to the number 989898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of happy customers, and countless five-star reviews. Secure your future with gold. Start today with a free info kit. There is zero obligation to make this request. Just text BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, to 989898. Birch Gold. Again, text BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, to 989898. This is the best way to start the new year. So text BARDS to 989898. So like I was saying, Davos is in session, and it's a pretty dark agenda as always, because really what we're starting to become very clear, or should be clear already, is that NATO is quite literally the global military arm and wing of Davos. And their objective is actually quite simple. They are trying to secure every asset on the face of the earth to, in their sense, protect those assets from excessive use or to preserve them from the future. All this is individualized obsession and greed that is targeted towards individual billionaires and a collective group of unknown faces that run the majority of the world to literally seize control and enslave all the world if possible. What's standing in their way, ironically, is the awakened people and, frankly, Russia. And that's about it. And I'm not sure where Russia sits in this either, because they may just be part of their own play to secure another chunk of their pie. But ultimately, this comes down to we, the people. Engineered behind all of this are the masters of the universe, one of which is Vanguard. The other is BlackRock, who have controlled these corporations and who secretly have cut deals with the World Economic or the World Health Organization with specific weaponized non-NGOs, non-governmental organizations, to fund them and to push propaganda on the American people, always going back to that one EO that President Obama signed that released the restrictions on propaganda to be used on the American public. An EO that nobody has retracted. And so the war wages, and it wages on the people to try to break the will of the people and to lead them into a willful enslavement by their own free will and their own hand. That's ultimately their objective, in my opinion, which is that it is the Luciferian win. If people will comply to their rules and their lordship and give away everything that God gave us at their own free will. Because at that point, it's not a crime. And it's not a violation of universal law. It's literally us turning our back on God as collective whole. Even if we say we didn't have a choice, which we always do, then we've given up. This is where we have to start really deciding, quite frankly, where that line is, that seminal line we will never cross. And it's important to remember that we are dealing with these deceitful types every day, and it's not easy to sidestep them. But the farther we go down this hole and this pit that they're trying to put us in, every single dollar we spend with them, every single agreement we give to them, we are literally participating deeper and deeper in their system and willfully allowing them to steal our sovereignty. Language is important, and it's important to start understanding the mechanisms that are behind this. And that's where we get into their law versus the real law. Capitalization, when they do things, pay attention to your internet agreements, because in the internet agreements, you will see things that are always capitalized. That's part of the other language of English that they never teach. And it's not surprising, because that other language is rooted in their control and their power, not in our control or our ability to gain freedom. At the center of that is something called Black's Law Dictionary, which I would highly recommend getting a copy of and reading through, along with many other things, which this will be future discussions on Bards FM shows. But we are in a place right now where the duplicity of everything that they do and everything that we agree upon is sinking us deeper. And while we can say that it looks like Davos is in a certain measure of retreat and perhaps even panic, and I would agree by the narrative change that they've made to try to back off on key issues, nonetheless, we are far from achieving high ground or being on the offensive. What we're still looking for, unfortunately, is the other savior besides Christ to save us in this hellhole that we were participant in building and agreeing to as we went along. Our own sovereignty is at stake, and it's a massive issue, and it's one that we're going to have to continue to reflect on as we go forward. Let's begin with Galatians 5:13-18. For you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. That applies so effectively right now. If we are literally walking in the law of God, God's law, kingdom law, and that's moral law. And that's the issue of how to get back there. And again, these are going to be some ongoing discussions as we push into 2023 with some major initiatives to try to help people find their way to that point. State, national, these sorts of concepts that seem very confused, and they are, quite frankly. Very few efforts have been made to make the process clear and simple to track. And those that achieve state nationalism, which is a one step in the right direction, seldom want to share their experience, or if they do, it's so convoluted, it's frankly a maze to read. Fortunately, I have come across some folks that seem to have this mapped out fairly clearly, and I'll be reaching out to them and doing a continued work with them and hopefully guiding some as we go forward. And that's just future discussions and something to bookmark as you go forward. But this is a very important time for us to understand truly where our deviation is, because most of what we have done in the process of this is deviated from the very words of Galatians. We have not followed the law, the Spirit. We've instead followed their law. So as we were warned in Galatians 5:13-18, not to follow their law, we have. And we've, with that process, we have fulfilled the desires of the flesh, which take on many forms. It's not just the flesh as well. It includes the material obsessions and desires that we have that replace those material things, the physical world, with our relationship in God. This is the most challenging piece here for all of us, to understand that in our decision process, not understanding the full scope of the language implications of what we sign and agree to. And as I mentioned earlier, your user agreements on the internet are a great example. Pay attention to how many of those sections are done in capitalization, which changes the meaning of everything. And essentially, the capitalization is a dead language, meaning that you are signing something as an entity that is dead, not alive in this world. And what the fundamental issue that appears that they have done is that by tagging us as dead, which goes back to our birth certificate, we have lost by our free will, unknowingly, but nonetheless by our free will, our right to be recognized as a living entity of God. Once we reclaim that position in this world, we start to achieve a greater power over their institutions and an ability to sidestep the requirements that they demand on all of us, and taking away the layer of control that they have so effectively placed in. This has been the great deception all the way along, is to bury us in this mountain of Babylonian maze and nightmare, and not teaching the full scope of things, yet always revealing what they're going to do, but not giving us an out to where we go. And sadly, as we've moved farther away from God, our ability to hear him, trust him, so he can guide us through, has become diminished over generations. Add to that the corruption of the church, which continues, and we see this continual descent into the bowels of a virtual hell that we are witnessing right before our very eyes. These are difficult times, and I'm not going to suggest otherwise. And it's times now that it's going to require all of us to come together, to use our collective will, our collective ability, our gifts and talents, to navigate our way out of this mess. So one of our great B-dads wrote in a previous hour in the chat that how much she enjoyed working with all of our gifts and talents, and if we had brought us all together, how we would solve most problems. And this is actually true, because the answer to the future is not going to be hoarding information, but rather sharing it openly, so that nothing is hidden, and so that we gain and expand our knowledge and our ability by leveraging the experience of the many. The system that we are in right now is a system of hoarding, a system of personal gain, a system of keeping away and privatizing things away from other people's control. That is the Babylonian system. And that is by design, to literally try to keep us away and in the dark from what we need to be doing to free ourselves in this time. They don't want us free. They want us to remain slaves. And worse yet, as we say that, not only do they want us to remain slaves, they want us to willfully continue to participate as slaves in the system of theirs. Now, it's interesting to stress how it's coming down and what's manifesting. So to read this headline in Gateway Pundit report, Commie Pope Francis shocks seminarians, starts hurling F-bombs during private papal audience. This is quite interesting, and it's something that we have to, again, just pay attention to, because there are many shifts going on in the world. And I have no doubt that God's hand is working mightily in this world, but God's hand is literally working through our prayers and through our actions of holding the line and staying true to him. If that weakens, then we will suffer the consequence. And I don't think that consequence is all that good. I'm going to continue here with reading Romans 1:18-32. I've read this before, and it just seems very appropriate as a reminder of where our world is and how truthful this statement is to the type of world that we're currently living in. For the wrath of God is revealed from the heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made, So they are without excuse, for although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up to the lusts of their hearts, to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies amongst themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty of their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. It's a very powerful passage and a reminder of just the mightiness of God and how the hand works of God. And I think if we're honest with one another within this world, that is literally where we have arrived. This is a place where God has allowed those to pursue those debaucheries of the world to such a degree. And in that sense, in my opinion, we are witnessing truly the hand of God and the threshing floor at the same time. We're in a very interesting place right now. A lot of temptation, a lot of stress, seemingly, a lot of uncertainty in the world. And yet, if we're walking with the Lord, it should not be a difficult time at all. In fact, it should be an enjoyable time, almost like watching a comedic opera right before our very eyes. Because eyes to see show you all the craziness that's there, the shallowness, the fear, the anxiety, even from the elites. And we're secure, or should be secure, in where we are with the Lord. Father God is amazing here, because what he's offered us is something that is available for everyone if they would just reach. But to do so, we have to release ourselves from this passion of the world. And as we walk down this path of this continued desires being thrown before us, the opportunities for ease and convenience, new visions of cities and ways of being to make things cool, electric, quick, easy, all built into an app to simplify the world, to release ourselves from this work bondage that we perceive, to try to find new purpose in our life, which ultimately will be shaped by the corporate agendas, and ultimately enslaving ourselves in free will is the objective of this new world order. The objective of the fourth industrial revolution was to be able to take away your free will, to enslave you. That's ultimately the bottom line. And in each of us that it chooses, each person that chooses that direction will choose slavery. But unfortunately, like I said, by their own hand, it's not a slavery that will be forced. You're not being traded. You're not being picked up in the jungles of Africa, put on a boat and sailed over. And you're not having that done by your own kind and selling them to another race, which is how slaves became slaves. Rather, we're witnessing people making choices based on the opportunities for an exciting, dramatic new future, because unfortunately this world around us for so many has become droll, boring, chaotic, difficult to endure, painful, stressful, hateful. And they want release from this, which is a natural human reaction when people are in that much stress. And it is a world designed to be chaotic, because chaotic is their brand. They being those in power. Through chaos, they create new orders. Through chaos, they create a new awakening. Through chaos, they create the great reset. and always it's to their advantage because they control the board on the chaos. The only way to endure this period is to step out of that pathway, that freight train of chaos. And the only place that truly happens is in that beautiful, loving relationship with Christ. In walking there, we know the comfort of this world. We know what we are here for. It doesn't matter whether it is a communist government, a corporate tyranny, whether it's a republic the way we would like it to be, or whether it's some version of an empire king. At the end of the day, our mission remains the same. We need to occupy, expand, and take God's word to a greater level that ultimately the enemy is subdued. That's our challenge on a daily basis. That doesn't change by form of government. But if we get too wrapped in deeply to their narratives, as Davos is now trying to push forward, as they see that the narrative controls the game, to a large degree, they're correct, and we've seen the success of that. Over the last 3 years, a narrative of fear has permeated society at a level that stunned most of us. And I would say, to a certain degree, probably stunned everybody. Never had I imagined in my life that we would witness a nation as a collective whole, separating obviously from that collective whole those that were anchored in a relationship with God strong enough to avoid the train of fear, but to watch so many millions of people submit to a fear that was propagated by media, propagated by noise, propagated by lies, and yet right before them was the truth in numbers. Right before them was, they were being told what the daily truth was, but they didn't hear those words. They heard instead death. They heard pandemic. They heard it's coming. They heard lock yourself up in your house. They heard hide under the bed. They heard the voices of fear. And with that, they crawled away, gave up their freedoms, and turned to the government and said, save me. Those that held the line endured that wrath. We did. But the interesting thing is we didn't seek vengeance on the others. The only thing we continued to do is to try to save them from what we knew was coming. Well, that part of the project is over and done. Those that chose that path to take that injection are now in the category of those that are doomed. And as hard as those words are, because I keep getting from people, it's like, well, I hope you're wrong. I hope I'm wrong too. But the numbers aren't adding up any other way. Daily, we're seeing people die. And while we also see many elites dropping, the numbers of the actual people in this world that are dying are real. 40% is a current number that is coming from actuary tables from the life insurance and medical industry. 40%. 40% of this population, that is an apocalyptic event at this point in time. And that's a changing event that they knew all along was coming. As we heard in the previous show, the estimation is that this wasn't just an idea of an injection. Rather, it was a bioweapon that was ordered with specific outcomes. The more we look at this, it appears that it was designed specifically to kill, and to kill as many people as possible, in particular the elderly, as we're now witnessing the millennial working class, the healthiest part of the population, and to corrupt the youth. That corruption was going on two levels and for every category touched. It was to kill off the weak and to make others permanently sick and dependent upon a medical system, which always gains back to profit and control. That's the world that we're currently in. And the world that we can continue to suck ourselves into, or we're going to have to find a way to emotionally and spiritually separate ourselves from the torment and chaos that's happening. And that's not easy, because friends and family are suffering, and that's easy for us to get wrapped up into that space of anger and hatred. But we can't. We have to be clear on the righteousness of our mission. We have to go back to the fundamental principles, as I've talked about so many times, a loving and forgiving heart, which is not to be confused with a heart that does not expect accountability and justice. But we have to release ourselves from the anger and hatred that are being inculcated and injected into us in every possible way. These people are as evil as it comes. And their intention is to rile us to such a great degree to continue keeping us enslaved by the very things we were warned about in Galatians 5:13-18. For you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. That's the hardest objective to accomplish in the midst of this fight. And yet it's something that has to be accomplished if we're to win. We have to keep in mind as well, 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has overthrown you that is not common to man. I want to reread that passage, that line there, because it's very important to appreciate what that was saying. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. In other words, there's nothing new under the sun. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Keyword, endure. Not overcome, not be set on a happy hill, smoking a pipe and rocking in a rocking chair, but to endure this period. That means hard decisions are going to have to be made. And the decisions and the to avoid the temptation may not be what we want, but it will be where God needs us to be. We have gone through an inordinately difficult period of 3 years, and it is only getting more intensified as we continue into this fourth year now. And that doesn't mean, when I say intensified, it doesn't mean that things are going to necessarily in your household get worse. It doesn't mean that we are going to see lockdowns and vax again. But we are now seeing into the consequences of the choices that were made that will make our daily lives more challenging. Systems are starting to break down. There's not enough people, for example. They're already making provisions in the Navy to how to run ships with limited crew. What they're telling you is that they don't have enough recruits. But the real is that there are people leaving and there are people getting sick, and then the replacements aren't in line to do the job they needed to do. Those are your first canaries in the coal mine. We start to hear these things and know that the systems that we know and we knew are starting to fail. And where this is leading us is to an opportune time where the elites and their agendas of transhumanism and their agendas of robotics in the world and having AI run everything is opportune right now. And sadly, people will seek it. It's fun and new and entertaining to watch ChatGPT write your paper or write a business plan or write a commercial. It's also frightening.